Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
I want to tell you about an amazing five-year-old girl coming up. She's going to knock your socks off. But first, if you are a Netflix user and it's someone else's password,
you're going to get in trouble.
Netflix is now monitoring members who allow other people to use their passwords. So, yeah. I mean, if you've let that password sneak out, it's not a good thing. Not a good thing.
Is there anyone who doesn't share it?
I know.
I mean, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because they made it so easy to share.
It's so shareable.
Yeah. So the chief product officer for Netflix says he's trying to find ways to stop groups from sharing one subscription. But don't expect, he even admitted, don't expect there to be like a major change anytime soon. So
okay.
That's good news.
Whew.
Darius Rucker, you know, we love him and his music here on XTU, but he also is part of a band called Hootie and the Blowfish. They're mildly popular. They have an album coming out, and this is the first song, the first single off of that new album.
We gotta hold on.
And the reason that I want to talk to you about it is not just because it's Darius Rucker, but because that song, Hold On, was written by Chris Stapleton. And the band heard it, and Darius heard it, and they said, we've got to get this song on our album. It was the last song that they recorded for the album. As soon as they recorded it, they knew that they wanted it to be their first single, but it got changed a little bit during production. So the guy who was producing the album changed up the guitar a little bit. Because when you think of Chris Stapleton, you don't necessarily think of that sound. But how about this sound?
Oh, yeah, that's more like it.
And I am in love with this.
If it was just this for 3 minutes, you'd be happy,
I know,
right?
I love it. Yeah. This little beboppy thing just makes me super happy. Okay, and then finally, I want to tell you about a little girl named Zoe. She's 5 years old. She's from Meridian, Idaho, and she is on the cover of all of the newspapers. They cover her in the news on television. They're talking about her on the radio in Meridian, Idaho, because Zoe is a star quarterback on an all-boys youth football team.
Wow.
And she is killing it.
That's awesome.
What's so awesome is that the Boise State Broncos football fans love Zoe so much that she has inspired other girls to go out for football. And all of her family, like all of her little cousins and stuff like that, she said that they're all just clamoring to get into football now because Zoe is doing such a great job out there.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. I would say, though, if you're going to look Zoe up online, just go by 5-year-old Zoe in Meridian, Idaho. I don't want to tell you why, but I was shocked when I just Googled her name, which is why I'm not telling you her last name.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Our firewall here at the station couldn't handle it.
These are things that don't happen in my world.
Right. Turn it up. 92.5 XTU. With more country next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.